Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This podcast is being recorded and aired for September 23rd, 2023. And we're going to talk about something. I love it when people are just frank with me, don't you? I mean, I just really, really love that. I love it that they tell it like it is, because we don't have enough time in this lifetime not to tell it like it is. So every so often I get, well, more than every so often, I think I get probably one or two of these a week. But this one was so pungent. I just loved it. I just loved it. It's from a guy named Ken. Doesn't tell me where he lives. He just says, "I live in America." I don't know what that means. And he says, what good is your work, your programs, when no one really understands them? Ken. It's a great question. And I'm thrilled that you asked. You know, and then he goes into this thing, does anybody really understand what I'm teaching? Ken, I've had students for 25, 30 years. They don't understand a single thing that I'm teaching. Not a single thing. They hear it in their human ears. It goes into their brain where it is convalesced, so to speak. It is becomes a part of the conversion factor of trying to make whatever I'm teaching make sense to them. They don't see any problem with that. They just do what they do with the information they think they're getting from me, which is more than information. I'm imparting a consciousness to them, but they don't get it any more than you do. So I understand your question. I've been working with this for almost 50 years. Well, in fact, 50 years of my career. And, you know, I'm not a popular guy. I'm not someone you'd probably want to sit down, have a talk with or anything like that. The whole question that you ask is pertinent. It really is. The kind of person that would appreciate what I'm trying to offer them is someone who is not learning about what to know, but to hear what not to know. That's really the crux of the matter. I'm not teaching anything here for you to gather, so to speak, your energies and become a more vital human being, to become more animalistic, more logical, more whatever. I'm not one of those people. I'm the one that's out there teaching you what not to do instead of what to do. When you're being taught what to do, you're trying to get something done. You're trying to accomplish something, and I'm trying to show you that that is a useless venture to try to accomplish anything. It's all about whether or not you can come into consciousness. So what good does it do when nobody understands me? Do you think people understood Jesus? Some of the outrageous things he would say, things that were, well, way, way out of the ballpark for most people. I could name a few of them, but why do it? I mean, you wouldn't understand it anyway. And look what happened to him. He didn't score the big one either. And that's really hard for people to understand, that they think, you know, well, he must have been a perfect person because he healed the sick and raised the dead and that kind of thing. Those things that you assume he did or want to believe he did do not necessarily make it easy to understand him. And when you start understanding that he was a very difficult person, and to be honest with you, he taught a lot of things that people, you know, just dearly hate. All right, let me give you a couple. He that loves his life shall lose it. He that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. Do you get that? I don't think so, Ken. children how hard it is for them to trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. So being rich isn't going to be popular with him. For whosoever exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbling himself shall be exalted. Are you going to understand that? But here's another big one that most people can't get. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever is willing to lose their life for my sake, the same shall save it. What advantage is a man if he gain the whole world but lose himself or is cast away? How about this one? A man's foes are they of his own household. He that loves his father or mother, his life, his brother, his sisters more than me is not worthy of me. And he that does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. I don't think you would find him very attractive. And if you go into Buddha's teachings, they're just as unattractive. And why? Because they're all about a side to life that we don't appreciate. So, Ken, the question you might want to ask yourself is, why are you here? Why are you bothering to listen to me? Why did you take the time to email me? There must be some part of you that is being misunderstood, that wants to know certain things that just don't make sense to you or don't seem relevant to you. If you really want to know the truth that will set you free, then you would listen to me. And whether or not it does anyone any good, that's a subjective point of view. Some of my students would say, Greg hasn't helped me at all. But then again, that's subjective. Others would say, Greg helped me a great deal. And that again would be subjective. Depends on what you're talking about. So you've got to understand the depth and the width of a teacher such as myself. We are not here, teachers like me, and there are others who are not for the masses. We're not for that. We're not here to be understood by the masses. And we're not here for anyone to appreciate or not appreciate based on the kind of deliveries, package we can deliver to you that you would think would be good. Good is also another subjective thing. We assume we know everything. We assume we know what is good. We know what is good that perpetuates the human nature of us, the animal. And that's the part that dies. I teach those things that you can take with you through death. That's it. That's what I teach. Nothing more, nothing less. I try to do it in the most imaginative ways. I try to do it with humor. I like humor a lot. I like the whole idea of looking at things from another point of view. It's an odyssey to me. It has to do with the idea of looking at life from the point of view that nobody tends to look at it from and really see the ironic part of it. The ironic part being that what we do to keep us alive is killing us. That's the irony. And I teach a lot of irony. In fact, I teach through irony. And that is insulting to some people and just doesn't hold water for them. And I understand. I don't try to be a teacher for everyone. I really don't. It doesn't matter to me if you come and you listen and you don't get it. It doesn't matter to me if you do. If you do, you will persevere with the things I've offered and have a chance to do something very unique with the rest of your life. This is up to you. So what good does it do? My work, when nobody understands it, it's not about doing good. It's about helping you wake up to find the goodness that lives within you. And should you do that, there will be something immensely beautiful happening within you. Immensely. Can, thank you for your courage and your bravery to ask such a question, and I'm deeply grateful for the honor that you even give me an ear. Please forgive me, all of you. Namaste.